Remember, you fucking hockey fans. Excuse my language there. You fucking hockey fans. Don't get mad. I'm your friend. Always your fucking friend. What the fuck does it take to be an ice hockey dude? What do you need? What's your qualifications? Good. You get three of them. Number one, you got to have a little bit of authority in you. You got to might have to be that guy that's the enforcer. That's got to be part of the job. Number two, you got to own a pair of ice skates. But you want to know what the best of my number three is? You waiting for this, dude? Got to be taller than the stick.
Oh, you didn't know? Your ass better call somebody!
Games begin.
Game one.
I'm telling you, last night, oh boy, what do you think those Rams are doing today?
They're looking like lambs.
Oh, they're fucking crying in their beer. Everybody's looking for an excuse.
You know they were a 13-point favorite?
Oh, man. Hey, Vegas has took a big one the last 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Now take the dog. The dogs are barking.
The dog's been barking.
Hey, it's, I think as the year goes on, the teams are exposing themselves more and more, like Kansas City, the Rams.
New England.
New England's finished, man.
You think so?
Fuck yeah, dude.
I don't know, man.
They can still win their division so easily.
Well, I think they're going to win their division, but are they going to the Super Bowl? Yeah, I don't know.
You know, they say that about LeBron last year. Are they going to make the finals this year? But by the end of the year,
it's always the same.
It's always the same.
What do you think about having Foles, though?
If he goes out and has a little playoff run, I mean,
as long as he's not the guy every week.
That's perfect.
You know, they suck when he's the guy, but when he just needs to step in, they always beat everybody. You know,
that's
right?
What they're saying. Hey, if we don't want you to be number one.
Yeah. No.
You got that?
Right. We won a Super Bowl with you as number two.
Exactly. That's what we want again. So you better win these next two games, or things may not be looking good at your house around Christmas time.
Yeah.
Fuck, you better believe in Santa Claus.
Ooh, hey. Were you naughty or nice this year?
Yeah, really, because the unemployment line is always there.
Hey, no heads rolled this week, did they?
No, that's a good thing. You know, I tell you, how does that fucking coach for the Jets still be there?
I don't even know who that guy's name is.
No, but they fired McCarthy, right?
Oh, yeah. That was
that's
Green
Bay.
No, I know, but it's like, you know, this guy's got a winning percentage of like 700.
And this guy, I mean, oh, shit. I'd have fired him last year. That's as bad as that Bengals coach, man. The fuck? What are they waiting for?
Still Marvin Lewis.
It is.
It's still Marvin Lewis, right?
Yeah.
He's terrible.
And he hired the guy from... oh, fuck, man.
Somebody out of the unemployment line.
Cleveland.
Yeah, Hugh Jackson.
Yeah.
Dude, Hugh Jackson, when they got rid of that guy, they're saying Cleveland's a possible playoff contender.
Oh, for sure, they're good.
They have a shot in the dark.
Right. Kind of like Miami's that just dwindled away.
Right. Sort of like the Raiders.
Yeah.
Well, you got to have hope first.
That's a snowball chance in hell. Hey, this little bowl right here is getting a little full.
Hey, dude, we better fire that thing up and empty it.
Hey, I got this fuego going right here. You ready, Tom?
Oh, man.
Here we go. We're going to...
Get ready.
Uh-oh. This is bad.
No fucking fire?
Fuego bad. Okay.
Chemical malfunctions?
We need a plan B. You know what? My fanny pack has one.
Everybody needs a fanny pack.
Hey, here we go.
Hey, look at that.
See that donuts on me? That's a fucking Homer Simpson lighter.
Let's do it, Homer.
Who's going to steal that?
You got to suck it in while I flame it.
Woo!
John? Sure. It's probably Jerry.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they were saying early in the year, Jared King Goffrey, him and Mahomes were possible MVP candidates.
They still are.
Not after last night, dude.
I think Mahomes
still is. Mahomes still is, but yeah, Jared Goff, he was missing those receivers last night, left and right.
Yeah.
Did you watch it towards it?
Oh, yeah.
Was he missing or was it me? Because they were open. How about that guy when they had to get a three and out? The Rams did. The defense stopped them. They punted.
And he fumbled.
He fucking fumbled.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, hey, he didn't fumble. He dropped the ball.
No one even hit him.
They had three minutes and 26 seconds.
Hey, when he came back, on the clock. Like, good job, Kyle Williams.
Yeah, you'll never catch the ball again. Huh? You know that guy's job? Man. His head rolled.
Hey, he was like that fucking guy who was on Green Bay. When they tried that onside kick, they fired his ass that night.
Don't even get on the plane.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, man. We'll send you your fucking clothes. We're emptying your locker tonight.
You know, I was looking. They were showing his face, too. And I was like, you know, I would hate to be that guy now.
Oh, you know what fucked him, dude? Is that, hey, don't fucking come out of the end zone. Don't come out of the end zone.
Dude.
When you get your fair, we're doing an onside kick, get the ball and stay there. Don't try to run.
You got one job.
It's all you got to do. This you know, certain situations, hey, that's all you got to do. And we've talked about it before then. And except that it's coming up now.
We think Eagles make the playoffs?
I mean, I say they got a chance.
If they play like that, right? Depends what team shows up.
Right.
They got it. The only way they're going to make it is if Dallas loses two games.
Which could happen.
Or Seattle.
Which could happen.
Or Seattle.
I hope the Colts get in there.
They should.
As
they
hot will. As they are.
With their defense, too.
Andrew Luck's good.
Fuck, he is good. I picked Andrew Luck and Cam when they came out of school.
Mm-hmm.
To go to a Super Bowl. They're two big fucking dudes, boy. They can, they hurt you.
They will.
You know, they.
With their arm or the legs. But then Philly gets the ball, and they're already, you know, past the 40. They run that clock out. They bring in that kicker. Hey, the game's over. You make this 52-yard kick, whatever it was.
Man.
It wasn't even close, dude.
It's football's an interesting sport.
Well, ever since they moved the yardage back for the kickers, that screwed them all up.
For whatever reason. Oh, they miss everything.
They move the extra point. You miss a regular field goal. It hasn't changed.
Yeah.
I would go for two every fucking time.
Every time.
What's her name? Pittsburgh's like
50%. They used to. They don't do it anymore. Yeah. They should with that kicker Pittsburgh have. He sucks, man, too.
That's like how many games last year did San Diego lose because of their fucking kicker?
I think it was every game.
They lost at least five.
Oh, that was last year, huh?
That was last year.
I remember that. They were in every game.
Fuck, man. I was going to go try out.
I like the Chargers in the playoffs.
That's what Tom was saying.
I think they're going to do it, man.
They have a team.
He's on the Rivers wet bandwagon.
Hey, when Gordon comes back.
Gordon could come back. Rivers is playing. Rivers is taking,
always good, dude.
He's taking Jared Goff's spot in the MVP race.
I agree. Yeah. Because that team would be terrible without him. If you took one player away from any team, the Chargers and Rivers, they'd be worse than the Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I don't know about that.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
I mean, those poor motherfuckers, where are they playing next year?
They're going to be in Santa Clara.
You think so?
I think so. There's too much money that the Niners don't make on those off weeks.
You know what I think?
Think about all that revenue they get.
No, I think they're going to play in Oakland.
Oakland doesn't get to keep that money if they play there, though.
They haven't won the lawsuit yet, though.
There's always going to be a lawsuit.
Well, Mark Davis said, right, if you guys sue us, we're not playing here. No matter
right.
We're
he's not playing there anyway.
Well, they could have. They still had. They had the option to
play. It's a done deal, dude. One more season.
They say they got to January.
Yeah, because they could still.
January's right around the corner.
Fuck, yeah, that's in 2 weeks.
No, after they put that, they're not going to do it.
You know what? Fuck the Raiders.
Where are they going to go? They're
gonna about the Niners? Two in a row.
Oh, man. They're hot.
Nick Mullins.
I'm telling you.
I think he's going to be the second string.
Will next year.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I would love to go back and look at all the conversations about, what's his name?
Nick Mullins?
No, other guy.
Jimmy Jesus?
Yeah. And kind of the same situation, right? Because if you looked at Jimmy at the beginning of the season, and you looked at Nick now, who would you take?
You're taking Jimmy. Jimmy's the guy.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. If they want to give Jimmy back to New England, I'm sure they'd take
him. That's what I'm saying.
We get him back? Shit. Put that boy on a plane now.
I mean, they did win. They whooped Seattle. They hadn't won since, like, it was been, like, since 2013.
Since Sherman was on the team.
Well, I think before he was on the team.
But, you know, all these good teams, when they lose to a bad team.
Oh, you know, just like Pittsburgh lost to the Raiders. Yeah, and what the fuck is that? Like,
come on.
And that's not the first time Pittsburgh lost to the Raiders. No. And the Raiders have been shitty for a while.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what Gruden does with those guys.
You're a
those guys are even going to be there.
You're a non-believer, aren't you, Tom?
With
Gruden.
I'm a Raider fan.
Oh, fuck. Hey, you know that fucking Super Bowl that he won? That wasn't his team. That was Dungy's team.
But he played his team. Even better.
But he played his team. I know what you're going to do, so it doesn't matter what team.
Right. But that's because that other coach that was the Raider coach, he didn't give a shit. I heard a thing about him when happened. God, I can't remember. Was it Bill something?
Bill Callahan.
Bill Callahan.
That guy was a terrible coach.
Hey, listen to this, dude.
I got Jerry.
I heard this on a talk show. After every fucking game, if you win, remember that's the most important part, the conversation. You win. Someone gets a game ball. After you get the game ball, John gets the game ball. Jimmy, you get two game balls. Played offense and defense. You're a bad motherfucker. But you get a game ball. They gave him a game ball. Listen to this, John. They cleaned the locker room up at night.
Yeah.
Where did they find his game ball at?
In the trash can.
That's right.
In the trash can?
In the fucking trash can.
Oh.
That's what he thought of his own fucking team.
Shit.
So I don't give a fuck if I win, lose, or what the fuck happens at that Super Bowl.
Just pay me.
That's all I'm looking for is dinero.
But there can't be any other advantage ever to play your team. I mean,
they said play your team to be the coach.
Yeah.
You play your team.
Exactly.
Your playbook didn't change that much since last year.
It didn't change at all.
I know.
Like, he was playing the same route.
You watched it at the second half. They of the said Super Bowl. They were calling out.
Yeah,
where you're going to throw the ball and picking
it off. They said the defense at Tampa knew.
They knew
what was going on. But that was thanks to John.
Yeah.
You know, I mean.
And he was traded for a player.
And some picks. He was the first coach that he ever
traded for a player?
Traded, yeah. But that was Al Davis, though, man. He was a smart motherfucker.
He was a bad motherfucker, too.
You want this guy? What do you got to give up? Because I'll get rid of him tomorrow. What do you got? You know? Shit.
Who did he get traded for?
I don't know who it was.
John?
I met him one time.
Who did Gruden get traded for? From Tampa to Oakland.
I don't know.
Was it Warren Sapp?
It was Warren Sapp.
Oh, no.
Oh, man, he played so good for like the first year and then he sucked.
Yeah. Well, this is old.
Well, he did the Randy Moss. I mean, once you go there, you're like, okay, I see what's going on.
Well, he did the opposite, right? You go to the Patriots after you play for the Raiders and you're a superstar.
Well, yeah.
Right. Different owner.
That's the Randy Moss.
Yeah.
Boy, did that guy really mail it in when he played for the Raiders.
Oh, God. He didn't stop running for balls. That guy was like, nope.
Hey, you think I'm going to block?
For you? Or
you think I'm going to get hurt for myself? I'm about to go play for Belichick.
Oh, man. Different story.
He was a bad motherfucker. Randy Moss.
I was hoping if they had beat the Giants in that Super Bowl, hey, they'd have been the new king on the block. I mean, people forget. Miami only played 12 fucking games.
Right.
When they won that thing. And listen to this. Who was the first team that upset Miami's winning record?
New England.
No.
Oakland.
You guessed it.
Ooh.
Fucking Raiders, man.
Who was the Oakland coach? Hey, listen. Who was the coach?
I don't know, but I went to that game.
Ooh.
I remember sitting on the fucking corner on 66th Ave crying in my beer. You know, I had season tickets back then. I was an Oakland Raider fan, you know, a fucking, you know,
die hard.
Oh,
black dude, hole.
They didn't even have the black hole back then. Fuck no, man. That whole place was a hole.
That was the black hole.
Really, since you walked in, that motherfucker. Where is your ticket at? Too bad for you.
You ever snuck in any games?
No. Listen to this, though, John. They had the bleachers back then. That stadium was built for baseball, right, never for football.
Yeah.
So the way it looped around, so all the baseball seats over here in this section, which was probably right field.
It was right.
They put in bleachers, you know. Well, at halftime, 2 minutes to half, I'm going to say over a third of the fucking people in that stadium got up, went to the bleachers. Dude, there was gambling, there was drugs, everything. And guess who was watching, covering the bleachers so nothing could happen? The fucking cops. The cops wouldn't come under the fucking bleachers, man. For 15 fucking minutes. So,
that was a spot, huh?
Oh, fuck, dude. It was, I mean, you'd walk out of that motherfucker and it'd be like, you know, like toxic. You know. But that was the best part.
Spare the air day.
Spare the air day. But that went on every home game. Oh, man. I love it. Time out. There.
Yeah.
So we go out there.
So you went, what, to the Coliseum and they take you out there?
Yep. We go out there, go to Berkeley, go to that game. And you know what UC Berkeley you could do in that stadium? You could leave the stadium at halftime if you had a ticket.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. I mean, it was...
Bad idea.
Real fucking bad. You know, that's like letting the animals out of the cage.
And expect them to come back.
Well, you had to come back to get on the fucking bus to come back to Oakland. But you could just sort of hang out a little bit longer.
Did you guys go up that big hill?
Oh, fuck no. We were always hung out by... I don't know. It was like a bunch... I'm sure these homes are there today. Those homes are there probably, shit, $2-3 million.
Easy.
Easy. And we'd hang out by these houses and get fucked up and leave your trash there. You know, I mean,
hell, I was going to clean it up later.
Yeah, I was coming back after the game to pick it up. Honest to God. And still see the game because the way there, it was a walkway that went up to the house that looked down in this. The people in the house probably could watch every game. But it was cool, you know. That happened maybe about 4 times. Take my bus back, you know. I mean, one time there was the fucking A's fucked a lot of things up because they were real good. They changed the field on the
direction.
Yeah, the direction on the in the stadium. So we always had 20-yard line seats.
So they did it with your seats, so they got worse.
You didn't have sort of. The seats weren't as good. And there was this fucking Indian dude. I don't remember his name. There was 4 of us. And I think his name was Rich. And this guy, I mean, oh, fuck, man. Could he drink? I mean, he could drink. There was this family sitting in front of us, dude. And his kid, it was this guy, family, it was his daughter. Every fucking place she'd stand up. and sit back down. Stand up, sit back down. So when she stood up, he poured his beer in her fucking seat. That fucking kid sit back down, told her daddy, and nobody stood up the rest of the day. Fucking this Indian, he scared me. I mean, if that Indian told me to shit, I'd ask him where and how. You know, he was a bad motherfucker. So let's, can we fire that pipe up one more time?
Sure can.
Hey, does a fat dog fart?
There's a bear shit in the woods.
Sure does.
I love it.
But you could see that game at Berkeley. You could watch the game from that hill, dude. I worked at Berkeley, and I was like, dude, this
hill
right here.
You know, I've been out there a lot, but never ever went over to the hill.
There's a big hill.
Oh, fuck. You know, what's it called?
What's
it called? It has a name, dude.
I don't know.
Cheapskate Hill.
Oh. My guess would have been like Hippie Hill, but that's a different place.
But that's a name now.
Yeah.
Is there a Hippie Hill?
The same things happen.
Oh, man. I told Sally, says, you got to tell them about the stories when you went out there in Berkeley and threw rocks at the police. I said, shit. I said, yeah, that'd be a good topic sometime.
Hey, you what know, happened?
People's Park. Oh, man.
What year?
Oh, fuck off, man. That had been in the... It was definitely in the 60s.
Ooh.
Oh, dude, man. They wanted to, the school wanted to take this. People's Park was a hangout for the people. What went on that park was sort of like went on under the bleachers.
No cops.
You're just there to protect us. So it don't get out of hand.
And who'd you see there?
Oh, fuck, dude. It was where all the cool people hung out.
Jimmy was there.
TV? Oh shit, he probably was part of them that built that motherfucker. You know, you gotta have rules to get in. And Jimmy knew how to make the rules.
Or change the rules.
Yeah, if he, you know what's cool about that? You can always change the rule if you make them. Who the fuck's gonna question you? This was last week. And now, does this count? And this was pro hockey. I don't know what team it was. The guy hits the puck. The puck bounces off the referee.
It goes in.
It goes in.
It counts.
No, it don't. It didn't count.
Interference.
Yeah.
Should have been saying
that. I don't know. But it took, you know what hit the ref? Dude, right in the balls.
Right.
Hey, ricochet. Ooh.
Man, that's
got it. You think he's wearing a cup?
I don't think so, because no he way. Went down. Dude, this guy dropped him. He dropped in the fucking ice, man.
He was down, man.
And he was instant. But you know what, though? Listen to this. This is how cheap that fucking sport is. The ref had to have been 20 feet away from the fucking net. I'd be looking at that motherfucker. Hey, what goal? What goal are you? Who are you shooting at?
Yeah.
Do I look like a fucking net?
You're
I'm gonna tell my fucking boys they have to fuck you up, and that's how it's done. Know that enforcer guy? Listen to this. Listen to this, John. I told Anthony to say, man, this is going to... Remember you fucking hockey fans, or excuse my language there, you fucking hockey fans. Don't get mad. I'm your friend. Always your fucking friend. What the fuck does it take to be an ice hockey dude? What do you need? What's your qualifications? You get three of them. Number one, you got to have a little bit of... authority in you. Might have to be that guy that's the enforcer. That's got to be part of the job.
That's number one.
Number one. This is an order. You only get three.
Right.
Number two, you got to own a pair of ice skates.
Difficult.
How to skate.
It's difficult to skate.
Difficult. It's real difficult.
That cancels a lot of people.
But you want to, that does. But you want to know what the best number three is? You waiting for this, dude? Gotta be taller than the stick. Gotta be taller than the fucking stick. God, and we're still friends.
Always.
Always, man.
5 minutes on SportsCenter.
That's all, man.
You're there.
I'm there. But yeah, you know, that's why they get, look at that, look how long that fucking stick is. You know, I mean, that's like going to the boardwalk when you're a little kid and you can't go on the ride. Because you ain't taller than the stick. You know, shit, man, it's a fucking weapon. I give him a gun with one bullet.
Use it wisely.
Use it. You've got to use it on yourself.
You got 45 minutes.
Fuck it. Shoot yourself. Don't be a bitch. You know, don't be a crybaby. Wah, wah, wah.
They use that stick too. I mean, I see it all the time.
It's part of their uniform. What do you think? I mean, what's that stick for? I don't know.
Just to do exactly what that kid did with that stick.
Exactly what the kid did.
Oh, man. I mean, is that teaching you something young?
You didn't need to teach me. You put me in the sport. And
you gave me the stick.
I mean,
it's in my hand.
That's it's a bad bigger. Parenting to me.
And it's a big stick.
Right.
We're not standing out there with some little teeny thing. I mean, that's like a baseball player using the bat on the pitcher. I'm going to sling this fucking bat out there and take
you know
what
they do in hockey? Doesn't seem as bad, huh? But you're right. You saw the batter go out there with the bat on the pitcher.
Hey, the fucking referee wasn't even close to the fucking net. And you're supposed to be a pro to hit the fucking puck in the net.
I can put this puck wherever I want it.
Supposed to.
What were you shooting at?
What was you aiming? Yeah. And I'm sure the refs had a little talk about that afterwards. Oh, amongst themselves.
They're gonna look at it.
Oh fuck yeah, man. You know what? We're just gonna make things harder on you.
There's always a goon, dude.
Oh man.
There's always a goon. And he don't know. What they're trying to do with that puck. He doesn't even give a fuck where that puck goes, where it's going. He doesn't even notice it.
It's gone. Shit, now you see it, now you don't. Five of them.
I was thinking about the funniest part of that last segment. What I was laughing at, I laughed about 10 or 15 seconds later because I thought it was funnier. When you said, yeah, we were over there. And we, you know, just one of those guys who just left a bunch of trash.
We're going to come back. What the fuck?
You could tell when we left. You know, no shit, you know. But it was cool, though, because we were up there and it was Berkeley. What the fuck? You know, I'm sure those people saw worse than that when the Bears played. The Raiders are only, I think they only played two games there. And that was because, like I say, the age, you know.
Yeah, they were in the World Series.
Oh, fuck. Dude, listen to this. This was the best part because I told you they bussed you over there. And I don't know how many seats were on the bus. Let's just say 40. And there was maybe 12 of us who all hung out together. And the first thing we did when we got on the bus, we went and sat in the back of the bus. There's 12 of us and 13 seats. Someone always stood up from fucking Oakland to Berkeley. And it would be funny because we would, you sort of look, it's almost like that hockey, man. Sitting at halftime or your penalty, you're eyeballing them. Which one of you guys got enough balls to come back and ask 13 of us over to slide over so you can sit down? No one.
Mm-mm.
Not fucking no one. And do it every fucking time just to do it. Something to do. But it was crazy. I mean, they didn't check you. You could have walked in there with a gun. Did we? I mean, I swear, Anthony, see that fucking Mr. Jack right there?
I see him.
He was so easy to get in, it was crazy.
What happens if you didn't get Jack in? Do you have a backup plan?
We never... Fuck, they let Jack in because his name is Jack. He had a free ticket.
He was friends with Jimmy.
Shit, that's part of that part of your ticket. So we never worried about that. I didn't worry about bringing him back in because we left the fucking bottle at the neighbor's house. Shit, you pick that up and take it away. We're just here to have a good time. We're just here hoping we make that fucking bus on the way back to Oakland.
So eat shit.
You know, yeah. It was... But that's a true Raider fan, though. You don't talk about that black hole shit. You got to be a pussy to put paint on your face. Show up there like a real person. You know? What the fuck? Oh, who are you? Oh, I'm the zombie with fucking plastic heads hanging around my head. You know, or that. I love it, man. That cornball pirate with the football helmet on his head.
Yeah.
The fucking logo is that.
They got Darth Vader.
Oh, man. Yeah, but that's Star Wars. This is something that Oakland... You know, they want to change the name when they go to Vegas. They don't want to be called the Raiders.
What's it going
to
be?
I don't have a fucking clue.
What do you think?
I wouldn't even know what to guess.
They can't change that name.
They got to.
They'd be fucking stupid to change it from the Raiders.
Well, the Oakland's suing them.
It might not be Oakland, but if they change the name...
I don't know what I told myself.
I'll stop being a fan if they change the name. If they change
you put Gruden on one side of the helmet and his brother Jay on the other. The Gruden Show. Maybe between the both of us, we win 6 games.
Maybe. But you know what? We're gonna have a lot of first round draft picks.
And the way Who cares?
They've been coming out of college.
Have you ever seen Gruden's picks? How many of them can you put in your fucking...
you know what?
I'll
take number one.
Fine. You can give him 5 number ones. Dude, I don't want to say nothing bad about him, but I ain't got nothing good to say.
So let's do it anyway.
You know, fuck. Those guys. You know what I do if I was Gruden? I'd fucking take a walk down to San Jose and see who's on the Sharks list. Can you catch a ball?
No, neither can anybody else.
We're not looking for a guy to catch a ball.
Yeah. And if you said yes, then we don't want you.
Wrong person. You think they go after soccer players?
Man, they're two pussies.
They want a flag.
Yeah.
Why are they pussies?
The flopping. And I love the Goldie with that fucking Mickey Mouse hand. You know, when you know, trying to get a job at Disney. Wave to people. And that trophy that looks like it was made in some fucking cardboard house in Tijuana. Let's keep this one under so nobody knows. I couldn't believe when I saw that trophy. So what the fuck is that? I mean, who made that? What is it? I mean, you want me to take home a piece of shit, you know, that it's a World Cup? I mean, what world did they make that in?
The Third World
Cup.
Really? That's great, dude. Oh my God, the Third World
Cup.
Yeah. Who made that? Oh, man, that was after Jimmy's house got blown up with a fucking bullet. Oh, man. That's a third world where they at. They call sand dirt.
Hey.
You know, it's like the Bible.
That's what last week called Tom's Words of Wisdom.
Words of Wisdom.
Yeah, it's like the Bible.
Well, one episode's called Holy Tom. Episode 7 with Atheist Dave.
Oh, man. That is... When he wore that fucking sweatshirt in there, Fuck, I wouldn't wear that fucking sweatshirt nowhere.
David's a bold guy.
Oh, shit, that's an ass-whooping sweatshirt. You might get your ass whooped. Because you got the sweatshirt on.
What sweatshirt did you wear?
I'm 100% atheist?
Something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, some crazy, like...
You know, it was something that had to do with Lucifer and his boys. You know?
Jack and Jim, you know, Lucifer's boys.
Jimmy knows him too.
But even Jimmy doesn't say that.
She don't lie.
She don't lie. She don't lie. That's why her name is Cocaine.
She don't lie. Yeah. She don't lie.
It's like, I love the Grateful Dead, man. Driving that train high on cocaine. Don't make no difference who you are.
Casey Jones. Driving that train. Oh. High on cocaine.
Dude, I saw them so many times, different in the Fillmore, there's Winterland, the Cow Palace. They played one time it was at Henry J. Kaiser Center for 3 nights. And it was like a campgrounds there. They had their own cult. Shit.
Driving that train, I'm cocaine. trust my